Hey, mate. I just called last week just about booking in a service and a tune for Hawkeye STI. Just wanted to book that in, please. And also just wanted, I think you said you had like a 3 week wait time, I think, on those ones. Yeah, awesome. Because I wanted to get a few things fitted on the car as well for the tuning. So I just wanted to know what you'd advise for, like, dropping the car off to get things fitted and serviced and whatever, and then the tuning. Yeah, it's all good. Now I've got all the detail here, so I was just wondering, yeah, if you got a sec. So I've got a new short block in there, an IAG, and I've wanted to get the new turbo put on it as well, with injectors and flex fuel kit as well. And then just wanted to just go over the car, because there's a few little like leaks that I have just no idea where they're coming from, as well as what else is there? No, car's running. I've driven it about 3,000 k's with the short block, just to run it in, and it's running fine. It's just the oil leaks are the main thing. But I think you guys will need a bit of time to sort all that out before it went on the dyno. And there are a few things I wanted to see that, more with the tuning, if I could, specify a few things there as well, like just, seeing if throttle can be changed a little bit, or removing. Yeah, awesome. Because I'm happy to discuss all the tuning stuff when time comes, I guess. I just think I'd have to drive there, because it's already been tuned as well by the previous owner in Sydney on EQ-Tech. So I don't know if you guys, like, I'm thinking I should bring it in as well to see if you guys can even get an unlock, reset it, sort of ECU. Oh, EQ-Tech here as well. Okay. No worries. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that was the main extent of the there were just a few things to install, just to, see where all the leaks are coming from, and then just the tune. Like turbo injectors, and flex fuel kit, would be the main ones, yeah. And so like, I'm trying to still consider I should do the TGVs at the moment, because I've removed the flaps right from the stock ones. So it's just the stock TGV with the rod in there. And then the secondary air pump as well. I've preemptively have just removed the hoses and blocked them off with the block off kit, so that, the tubing for the secondary air pump to the heads. So I've, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, no worries. So doc, got it, Rex, .com.au, and then just list everything. Yep. No worries. Because I'd. Okay. And a photo. Okay, I'm just writing this down. Yep, photo. And then what I want to get done of the car. Yeah, no worries. Because I'd want to get like a quote as well. Obviously, I think before that, but I'm pretty set on just getting this all done. I think it needs to be done. So, yeah, that's all good. That's all good. I mean, I'm not expecting it to be, cheap by any means. So, yeah, no worries. All good. I'll get that through to you there today or tomorrow. I just wanted to book it in the meantime, though, I think. Because the UCO's, what's up? That's fair enough. That's a good way to operate, I guess. Yeah, it's not, if it's not a service, then you gotta consider everything else here. Yeah, definitely. No, it's going to be kind of probably a medium job. Yeah. No worries. I'll get that detail through to you, and then I'll send that through the tuning email. And yeah, no worries. Good. And when are you close to Christmas? Are you close over, like, are you closed over the place? Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No worries. All good then. I'll send that through shortly. Thanks for that. Okay, what was your name as well? It was Tony. Okay, thanks for that, Tony. Yeah. Thanks, bye.